朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
那我今天继续要讲约书亚，这些人是谁的第五讲，讲约书亚。
Today I'm coming to the fifth message of who are these people.
那我上次故意先讲加勒啊。
So I purposely spoke about Caleb first.
他们两个用我们江湖话来说，真的是难兄难弟。
Because they were like buddies.
啊，两个属灵同伴，带领神的儿女们出埃及，经过旷野进迦南。
Because they were spiritual companions to each other, and together they led the Israelites out of the wilderness and into Canaan.
你从来没有看见他们两个中间有任何的冲突。
You've never seen conflicts between themselves.
然后你看见圣经的记载，他们都是这样子全力的为着神家，为着神的百姓。
And the Bible tells us that they are always full-heartedly.Work for the Lord and God's people.
那就着有名来说，约书亚有名多了。
And as with regarding to fame, of course, Joshua is much more famous.
那就着他所得的地位，在神儿女们中间的分量，那约书亚比加勒大多了。
And also his standing position and authority, of course, he has much more than Caleb.
但是我上次讲加勒的时候，我非常高兴，我得到了很多正面的回响。大家都说，原来加勒这么好。
I'm so glad that after I spoke about Caleb, I got a lot of positive feedback.Everyone was surprised how good and wonderful Caleb was.
好像圣经里面被人忽略掉了哈，被人没有注意到的一个人。我的儿子说，我原来以为加勒只是 another spy 而已。
He was a much underrated and neglected figure in the Bible. My son told me, I thought he was just one of the spies.
对不起，不是他说的，他说他们 Thomas 聚会说的哈。
Actually, it was not my son, but someone from Thomas' group.
他不光是 another spy, 他是一个 very special spy.
He was not just another spy, he was a very special spy.
他把得胜的信心带回来，而且他自己活出这个信心来。
Because he brought back the victorious faith and then he lived out this faith.
所以他们两个都是旷野中的得胜者。
Because they were the overcomers in the wilderness.
他们两个都是属天道路的先锋。
And they were pioneers in this pilgrim way.
尤其在两件很重要的事情上。
Especially with two things.
一件事情上就是在实现神的旨意。
The first is to fulfill God's will.
一件事情上就是在承受神的应许。
And to inherit God's promise.
他在这两件事情上，他们两个都是属天道路的先锋。
On these two matters, they were pioneers of this heavenly way.
对神的旨意，他们从来就是顺服，从来不妥协。
They always obey, never compromise with regarding to God's will.
那么对着神所给的应许，他们就带领着神的百姓来起来承受迦南。
With regarding to God's promise, they rose up and lead God's people to inherit the land.
如果你要在这两件事里外再加一件的话，那就是他们对着仇敌，他们从来不妥协的。
On top of these two is that they never compromise when facing the enemies.
他们过五关斩六将，把一切拦阻神旨意成就、一切拦阻神应许实现的，他们通通都除掉。
They went through all kinds of hurdles and removed all obstacles that will hinder God's will from being fulfilled.
他们从一开始出来的时候就碰到亚玛利人，不准他们往前去啊。
From the very beginning of their journey, they encountered Amalekites that would stop them from going forward.
你就发现约书亚起来跟亚玛利人征战。
And Joshua rose up and then fight for with the Amalekites.
一直打到日头平息，把亚玛利王都杀了。
He fought all the way until sunset.And then killed a king.
你们想要拦阻我们在神的旨意中往前？
How dare you that you want to stop me from fulfilling God's will?
你看我还没讲，他就讲了 ，How dare you？ 哈，你居然敢拦阻我来承受神的应许
？How dare you that you are to stop me from inheriting God's promise?
连门都没有，他起来征战了。
No way, there's no way.
把整个亚玛利人的名号要从天下除去。
So they pretty much wipe out the entire name of Amalekites.
就这边我这样讲，你们觉得很简单
？Well, it might sound easy to us now.
那就问问看自己。
But let us ask ourselves.
到底我们在神的旨意中往前？到底我们在承受的应许上，我们要来实现神的应许，有没有被拦阻下来
？Are we being stopped from fulfilling God's will or inheriting God's promise？
有没有
？Are we being stopped？
对不对？很多时候信主三十年了，还在立志行善，由得我行出来，由不得我。
Sometimes we've been Christians for 30 years and we're still struggling the things.
弟兄姊妹，他们两个在实现神的旨意，不是在、这个对实现神的旨意，在承受神的应许上，他们从来不妥协。
But these two people, Joshua and Caleb, they never compromise with regarding to.Fulfilling God's will and inheriting God's promise.
所以不光一开始的亚玛利人挡不住他们。
Not only that, the Amalekites were not able to stop them.
旷野的荒凉，道路的艰难，甚至百姓们的软弱，得罪神，通通都不能叫他们妥协。
And the desolation in the wilderness and the difficulties on the way, even the weaknesses of God's people cannot make them compromise.
到最后，他们进到迦南，迦南七族那么凶悍的七族，全部都在他们的成为他们手下败将。
And even after they enter into Canaan, all the seven tribes of Canaanites were all defeated by them.
So, 我们今天来看约书亚。
So today we're going to look at Joshua.
约书亚他心中有圣灵，这是圣经神对他的评价。
So, the Bible commented that Joshua was a man with the spirit within.
而且从他一生所活的、所讲的，他是一个充满了信心的一个大能的勇士。
All of his life, he was a great man.Man, mighty man full of faith.
我为什么要用杰出的领袖 instead of 用大能的勇士
？Why didn't I say a mighty warrior instead? I said distinguished leader.
因为大能的勇士是他的生命里面的情形。
Because a mighty man is his condition, his life condition.
但是就着他在整个神家里面所扮演的角色所带来的影响，他的确是一个杰出的领袖。
But with regarding to the roles he played and also the impact, he was a distinguished leader.
我讲过很多次了。
Many times I've spoken about it.
教会蒙福的度量。
The capacity of a church being blessed.
教会在神手中的功用。
And the usefulness of a church.
就受教会领袖的数值所影响。
It's greatly impacted by the quality of church leader.
任何一个属灵的领袖。
Any spiritual leader.
教会的也好。
Whether it's a church.
小组的服事团队的或是家庭的。
Or even a small group, service group or a family.
它都影响了他所服侍的这个团体里面，他们在主面前蒙福的度量，跟这个承受应许、实现神旨意的，在神手中的功用。
And this leader greatly impact the capacity of the his spheres of influence being blessed or to fulfill God's will or inherit God's promise.
所以，我们每一个弟兄哈，在家里面不要光只是说我是一家之主，要真正当一家之主哈。
So brothers, do not call yourself the master or the lord of the house in vain. Be the leader.
小组长不要只是小组长哈 ，service group leader 也不是只是 service group 的 leader.
And the leaders in the small group.Or the service group, don't just be a leader.
我们一定要给神家带来真正的祝福。
We have to bring true blessings to God's house.
我们一定要提升我们所在的家、所在的小组、所在的教会在神手中的功用。
We have to elevate the usefulness among the sphere of our influence.
那加勒跟约书亚都是非常杰出的领袖啊。
And both Joshua and Caleb were outstanding leaders.
那我们一辈子只活一次。
We only live our life once.
那为什么有这么多的人活得这么成功，这么有价值？
But why some people live such a successful and worthy life?
我们也只活这么一次。
And we too live our life only once.
那我们不需要在外面上去跟他们相比啊。
We don't have to compare them with them outwardly.
但是我们一定要在神所量给我们的范围，所能影响的范围，我们里面有没有活出我们该活出的？
But do we live out what we ought to?Within the sphere of our influence.
所以爱因斯坦说，不要去羡慕做一个成功的人。
Einstein once said that don't long to be a successful person.
因为每一个人对成功的定义都不一样。
Because everyone has different definition for success.
要羡慕做一个有价值的人。
But admire to be someone of value.
一个有价值的人，就是他能够叫别人从他的身上得到属灵的祝福，别人能够借着他增加了属灵的价值，增加了他在神手中的功用。
So it is to be someone so that you can influence others to increase their usefulness in God's hands and also increase their value.
所以戴季中形容他的父亲的时候，他说：“我父亲这一生啊，就是要 make a difference 啊，要给人带来不同。”
Pastor James Taylor described his father that his father was a person that would make a difference to others.
我们到底能不能对我们旁边的人带来不同？
Can we make our, the people around us different?
啊，这句话讲的实在不好。我们一定会给人家带来不同，只是有正反就是了。
Of course, we have influence to others, but there's positive ones and negative ones.
人家本来高高兴兴，被你搞得这个泪痕满面。
The person could be very happy, and then you make them sad and cry.
本来聚会好好的，你一来大家都完了。
Or maybe the meeting was very good, and after you joined, the meeting became very bad.
但是我们希望我们不是这个样子，对不对
？But we hope that we don't just bring a negative influence.
我们疲倦的不得了，累的不得了，来到神家，波饼聚会，唱诗，信息，把我们提起来了。
That hopefully that when we come to God's house exhausted through the messages and breaking of bread, we can be lifted up.
啊，希望我们都能够成为这样子的人。
Hopefully we can all become people like
that. 就我们这一段讲这个这些人到底是谁？哈，在弄在礼拜五的聚会。
So as we are going through this series, who are these people? And then also we're going to discuss on Friday night.
我昨天听到有一个人说他们小组里面觉得不好交，不容易交通，但是我其他听到的都是正面的。
Yesterday I heard a feedback from one small group that is kind of hard to discuss, but other groups all gave me positive feedback.
那我只是希望提醒大家，这个不是圣经补习班，你们礼拜五不要去钻研太多圣经道理，重在我们心得的分享，重在我们怎么样真正具体的能够带来影响力，带来属灵的影响力。
And I hope I want to remind everyone that our purpose for Friday night discussion is not to go very deep into the Bible, but to bring out the applications so that our life can be influenced and changed.
我们从这些人身上的这个最重要的点，最大的特点，看见他们跟神的关系，我们该有的学习。
So that we can learn from these Bible characters.But their characteristics and also their relationship with God.
然后我们怎么样子带到我们的生活，然后很具体的能够成为别人的祝福哈。
And how we can apply these principles to our daily life, and we too can become blessings to others.
好，我们现在来看约书亚。
Now let's look at Joshua.
我们一起先来读今天的背诵经文。
Let's read the memory verse together now.
哥林多前书16章13节到14节。
First Corinthians chapter 16 verses 13 and 14.
你们务要警醒，在真道上站立得稳，要做大丈夫，要刚强，凡你们所做的都要凭爱心而做。好，我们再念一次啊。
Let's read again.
你们务要警醒，在真道上站立得稳，要做大丈夫，要刚强，凡你们所做的都要凭爱心而做啊。所以那个姊妹们不要以为这节经文跟你没关哈，英文是说你们要 be brave, 要勇敢，不是说一定要大丈夫哈。
Okay, so the verse says be brave, it did not just say be a man, so this applies to sisters as well.
神家需要许多人起来对仇敌勇敢的人。
So God's house needs a lot of people to be strong toward enemies.
能够为神家站立的稳，能够刚强。
That we can stand up firm and be strong and brave for God's house.
好，我们现在来看约书亚。
Now let's look at Joshua.
刚才我说过他是一个杰出的领袖。
He was an outstanding leader, as I said.
那今天世界上的人很多的观念都是领袖，领袖就是权力，权力，权力。
But nowadays the world views leaders as having authorities.
他们想尽办法要得到更多的 power, 更多的 authority, 更多的权柄。
So people try very hard to gain more power and authority.
那在神家正好相反。
But then and God's house is totally opposite.
主耶稣给我们立的最好的榜样跟教训就是你们中间为首的必须要做众人的仆人。
The Lord Jesus has given us the best example and teaching that those who, of you who want to be first ought to be the servant of all.
所以神家的领袖不光只是要从仆人学习起做起哈。
So in God's house, not only that leaders ought to learn from being a servant first,
而是要终身带着仆人的心态。
But all of their lives, they ought to have the servant heart.
甚至越服侍主，我们里面越会真实的从里面出来说：“主，我是个无用的仆人。”
So the more we serve God, the more we can say from the bottom of our heart that we are useless servants.
所以有人说 ，true leadership is based on solid discipleship. 就是真实的领导，真实的领袖，一定是从很扎实的门徒训练出来的。
Therefore, it is said that true leadership comes from the solid discipleship.
你没有学会当仆人，没有学会顺服，你就不可能成为一个好的领袖。
Without being obedient and being a good servant, you cannot be a good leader.
但是我刚才所讲的不止这个。
But then this is not just all. This is not all.
啊，不是有一天你门徒当完了，你可以当老师了，你可以当领袖了，你就不要当仆人了。
I'm not saying that once you finish, you graduate from servanthood, then you can become leader. You no longer have to be servant anymore.
仆人的地位、仆人的心态、仆人的灵，是永远服侍主的人一生都要有的。
So a servant of God should have this spirit of a servant and the position and mentality of a servant all his life.
我在回想的时候，我觉得很有意思。你看我们教会连续几届的这个整洁组，扫厕所的，不是公司的老板，就是军官，就是这个医生，就是现在公司董事长或 whatever， 我们都是这些，你在地上都有位置的，就是把你放到厕所去。
As I review, I feel very marveled that at our church, the leaders of the cleaning team are always like CEOs or doctors or people who have outstanding achievements in the world. But at church, they're the leader of the cleaning team.
但是我必须跟你们讲，没有一个是故意把他们排去的，他们是真心愿意去的。
Let me tell you that we did not purposely position them in that way, but they all voluntarily join the service.
你从来没有看到人存在扫厕所的时候，一面唱十字架的道路要牺牲啊什么的哈。
You never see Dr. Huang when he was cleaning the toilets. He would sing that, "Oh, this is the way of the cross, and I need to sacrifice."
你有没有看到这个国豪啦、高强啦，在那边一面洗地，一面流泪的？没有。
Or you never see Brother Robin or 高强 that whenever they mop the floors, they weeping and tears.
弟兄姊妹，这是美丽的生命哈，我们所有。领袖美好的品格都是从最平凡、最低微的地方开始的。
Because all the beautiful characteristics of a leader all start from these basic and lowly things.
所以你就发现，当约书亚能够成为一个杰出领袖之前，他至少40年在摩西的旁边，圣经上说是摩西的帮手。
So for 40 years, before Joshua became a leader, for 40 years he was a servant, an aid, assistant for Moses.
你注意看圣经上。是摩西的 servant.
The Bible says he was Moses' servant.
那圣经上很有名的几个所谓的传承哈，师父带门徒的例子。
There are many good examples in the Bible about passing inheritance from a master to an apprentice.
你看见新约是保罗带提摩太，对不对？
Just like in the New Testament, Paul led Timothy.
提摩太就是忠心跟着保罗各处跑。
And Timothy faithfully followed Paul everywhere.
保罗叫他做什么就做什么，你来把我的外衣带来，把我的书卷带来，他就是做。
He did whatever Paul commanded him. He would bring his coat and do whatever, bring the scroll.
那等一下我们要来看摩西跟约书亚。另外一个例子就是谁？
Another example.
以利亚跟以利沙哈。
It's Elijah and Elisha.
你们。出信的人不会以为他们是双胞胎哈。
Please don't think they are twins.
就像有一个人为双胞胎祷告，神啊，你就像祝福以利亚跟以利沙一样，祝福这对双胞胎哈。
There was a person who once prayed over a pair of twins, and then he says, "I'll bless these twins as you bless Elisha and Elijah."
你发现当以利亚在那里尽他的职事的时候
，When Elijah was fulfilling his ministry.
以利沙根本见不着他任何其他的记载，只记载他就是素来倒水在以利亚手上的那一位。
We do not see any recording about Elisha in the Bible except that he used to pour water over the hands of Elijah.
那是仆人做的事情。
And then that's something a servant was doing.
主人要吃饭了，主人要做事了，手一伸，他倒水。帮他洗，帮他擦，这是仆人做的事情。
When the master needs to do something or is about to eat, he would just extend his hands, and then the servant will pour water.
可是你发现，当以利亚一走了以后
，But you notice that once after Elijah passed away,
神不仅仅把感动以利亚的灵加倍的感动了以利沙。
After Elijah was taken up, not only that, the Lord double portionly.Given Elisha the spirit.
神透过以利沙这一生所行的神迹，正好是以利亚的 double， 比他师父还要明显。
So Elisha was able to perform double the number of miracles, than Elijah.
弟兄姊妹，神要使用一个人，神永远先让我们学习卑微，学习顺服，学习平凡。
Before God can use someone, He will always teach us the lesson of being the lesson of obedience and humility and.
所以你看到，当神使用约书亚之前
，So before God used Joshua，
至少40年的时间，他是跟在摩西旁边当 servant， 当一个助手。
at least 40 years he was following Moses as his assistant and servant.
等一下你等我们读到第二段，你发现甚至神不直接对约书亚说话，等到摩西死了以后神对约书亚说话。
And we will notice that before Moses died, God would never speak to Joshua directly.
甚至在约书亚记第三章第七节，神说从今日开始我要使你在以色列人眼前尊大。神有他的 timetable， 神有他的时间表的。
In Joshua chapter 3 verse 7 said after Moses passed away, then God says from now on today I'm going to begin to exalt you. So God has his timetable.
所以我希望我们中间所有爱主服侍主的人，不管你是不是将来要献身做所谓的全时间传道人。
So I hope all of us who want to serve God, whether we will be full-time ministers or not.
那我们一定要 在神的面前先从最基本的拳脚学起。
Let's learn the most fundamental and basic lessons.
那么约书亚圣经的记载，一方面他也是专心跟从耶和华。
And also Joshua, according to the Bible, followed the Lord wholeheartedly.
跟加勒一样，那 wholeheartedly 的 follow Jesus, 不是 follow God.
Just like Caleb, they both followed the Lord wholeheartedly.
我不晓得大家最近最专心的是什么。
I don't know what you have been focusing your heart on.
当你真正专心在一件事的时候，你所有的细胞、所有的接收器都跟它发生关系的。
When you focus all of your heart and attention on something, then you are very sensitive to such things.
你脑筋想的、嘴巴讲的、做的事都跟这件事情绕着它。
What do you think, what do you say, and what do you do all surround such things?
我们不要讲太明显的例子，很多爸爸 都会 complain 说孩子生下来以后太太的注意力都不在我身上。
Many fathers complain that after they have babies, their wife's attention will all on the baby.
因为太太都专心照顾小家伙了。
Because the wife will wholeheartedly take care of the baby.
有一个先生因为工作很认真，有时候加班晚上回来，这个太太孩子都睡觉了。
There was a husband who works very hard. Oftentimes when he comes home from work, his wife and child will be sleeping.
有一天他又加班累得不得了，回家到了门口发现钥匙没带。
One day, after he worked overtime, he came home, it was already late, and he discovered he forgot his key.
太太孩子睡觉了，所以他按铃也没用，敲门也没用，跑到那个卧室旁边敲窗户，太太睡得熟熟的。
And then both his wife and his kid were sleeping already, and then they would not wake up even if he banged on the door or ring the bell.
后来他实在没办法了。
So he ran out of ideas.
他突然想到一个 idea.
And all of a sudden he got an idea.
妈妈，我要上厕所。
He says,Mom, I need to go to the bathroom.
哇，看到太太蹦一下就跳起来了。
And then his wife just got out of the bed right away.
心在孩子身上。
Because her heart was on the child.
弟兄们，哪一天被关在外面，你试试看哈。
So brothers, if you got locked outside, try this.
万一 work 的话，一杯珍珠奶茶就好了。
Well, if it works, you ought to treat me a pearl tea.
心都在她的身上。
Because her heart was on the child.
弟兄姊妹。加勒跟约书亚都是 wholeheartedly 在神的身上。
Both Joshua and Caleb were wholeheartedly on the Lord.
专心跟随神。
Follow the Lord wholeheartedly.
然后在人的面前，他就是摩西的助手。
But before men, they were assistants of Moses.
我们读到这个出埃及记，我这里的经文33章，那里讲到摩西在会幕盖好以前，他就出到营外一个很远的地方，他有一个自己的 tent。他单独去亲近神的地方。
So here is a verse listed in Exodus chapter 33 verse 11 that before the tabernacle was built, Moses will go out of the camp because he has a special tent place where he will meet.
你发现当他亲近神完了以后，他要回到百姓中间以后，就把约书亚留在那里守着那个 tent.
But then after he had fellowship with the Lord, he will go back.To the people, but he will leave Joshua in that tent.
哎，请问中间 Joshua， 你愿不愿意做这件事情
？Let me ask you, Joshua.
被 isolate， 被放在一个很远的地方，都没有人在那里，没有朋友，没有什么，没有很好吃的，你就是守着那个 tent 不离开。
Joshua, are you willing to be left alone?
他马上摇头了，他还没翻译，他就摇头了。
Without having friends or good food to eat.
We need friends, 对不对？我们需要活在身体里面，我需要活在教会里面，居然被放在那么远，守着一个帐幕，他就是乖乖的守着。
We will say that we need to be with the body and with good food, but yet he was able to obey Moses and be left alone there.
你要称他是仆人的训练也好， 你要称他是领袖的训练也好，这就是一个侍奉主的人该有的训练。
You may call it the training of a servant, or you may call it a training of a leader. Whatever that is a training necessary for God's servant.
所以，请那些说我只顺服神不顺服人的，好，请你们也要平衡一下。
So to those who just claim that I will only obey God but not man, please have a little balance.
今天神量给我们的领袖，除非他要求我们做违背神的事、违背道德的事、违背法律的事、违背良心的事，不然的话，我们都应该在主面前学顺服的。
Unless the God ordained leaders ask us to do something that's immoral against the law or against God. Otherwise, let us try to learn to be obedient.
我们顺服他如同顺服主，像妻子要凡事上顺服自己的丈夫，如同教会在凡事上顺服基督，这都是圣经的话，不是我的话。
So let us obey our leaders as obey the Lord, just like wives should obey their husbands as if for the Lord. These all from the scriptures.
第二个，他是神所选召、被圣灵所膏、又蒙神悦纳的一个接棒的器皿。
And Joshua was a vessel who received the baton, called by God, anointed by the Holy Spirit, accepted by God.
我想我常常在做很多这个弟兄姊妹记得我们曾经有过一年的所谓的 AAA 的 servanthood training, 就是仆人门训。
A lot of us remember that we had a year of AAA servanthood training.
不是 AAA 保险公司哈，这个 AAA 是什么意思？
It's not AAA insurance company. What does AAA stand for?
记得吗？
Remember?
第一件事情。
First.
要 appointed by God.
Appointed by God.
神所选召的。
Appointed by God.
第二件事情。
Second.
要 anointed by God. 神所膏的。
Anointed by God.
第三件事情。
Thirdly.
要 approve.Unto God, 或者 by God, 是神所悦纳的。
Approved by God.
那你就发现约书亚在这里，神呼召他。我们先看我列的经文的第二个哈，就是在约书亚记第一章第一节到第二节。耶和华的仆人摩西死了以后，耶和华晓谕摩西的帮手嫩的儿子约书亚说，我的仆人摩西死了，现在你要起来和众百姓过这约旦河，往我所要指示你的地方去。你发现摩西走了以后，神的呼召选召临到他。
After the death of Moses, then the calling of God came upon Joshua.
然后我们再读民数记二十七章十八节到二十节。
Numbers chapter 27 verse 18 to 20.
耶和华对摩西说，嫩的儿子约书亚是心中有圣灵的，这讲到 anointed by the Holy Spirit, by God, 他是神所膏的。
So Joshua is a man in whom is the Spirit. In other words, he was anointed by the Spirit.
你要将他领来，按手在他的头上，又将你的尊荣给他几分，使以色列全会众都听从他。
And lay your hand on him, and you shall give some of your authority to him, that all the congregation of the children of Israel may be obedient.
然后接下来我们读约书亚记第三章第七节。
And then Joshua chapter 3 verse 7.
耶和华对约书亚说，从今日起，我必使你在以色列人众人眼前尊大，使他们知道我怎样与摩西同在，也必照样与你同在。
And the Lord said to Joshua, this day I will begin to exalt you in the sight of Israel, that they may know as I was with Moses, so I will be with you.
然后六章二十七节，耶和华与约书亚同在，约书亚的声名传遍传扬遍地。
Joshua chapter 6 verse 27. So the Lord was with Joshua, and his fame spread throughout all the country.
弟兄姊妹，我们要知道第一件事情，约书亚接棒的时候至少是40年之后了。
So one thing we have to know that Joshua received the baton at least after 40 years.
神要培养一个器皿其实是很花功夫的。
So actually it takes time and effort for God to raise up a leader.
你看你在河边捡到一个圆滑的鹅卵石，它可能经过几百几千年它才出来的。
When you pick up a pebble stone from a river bank, actually it probably takes hundreds and thousands of years to make it so smooth.
成为大卫可以用来的兵器，一个石头把哥利亚打下来。
So that it can become a weapon for David to shoot down Goliath.
那今天更不要说在神家里面要成为神合用的器皿，神不知道花了多少的功夫在这里塑造，在这里培养出一些他可以用的器皿。
Now today when God wants to raise up leaders, he has to spend so much time and effort in order to shape and build up this leader.
朋友，你收听了节目后有何感想呢？请你在活在耶稣里福音网页下端点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。